This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
President Zelensky is telling Ukrainians that they will soon celebrate a victory day. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Zelensky has released a video address to his people, marking the defeat of Nazi Germany in World War II and promising Ukraine will soon have two victory days. We won then and we will win now too, in reference to Russia's war against Ukraine. Zelensky added, "We will never forget what our ancestors did in World War II, when more than 8 million Ukrainians died and every fifth Ukrainian didn't return home. In total, the war claimed at least 50 million lives."
This morning, Russian President Putin is justifying his war in Ukraine,
товарищи, солдаты и матросы,
but not declaring any kind of a victory. Today is a patriotic holiday in Russia called Victory Day. Three people dead, three wounded at a condo complex in the Atlanta area. No arrests that we know of. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
Police in DeKalb County, Georgia, say the Sunday night shooting took place in a condo complex near Clarkston, to the east of Atlanta. Police say they were alerted by 911 calls to the complex. When officers arrived, they found five gunshot victims, and three were already dead on the scene. A sixth gunshot victim arrived later at a local hospital. Detectives are still questioning witnesses to find out what happened. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Celebrity chef Mario Batali's trial on sexual misconduct allegations opens today in Boston. He's pleaded not guilty after being accused of forcibly kissing and groping a woman. Two people were killed by an Amtrak train Sunday in the town of Biddeford, Maine. Amtrak says the two were trespassing on the tracks. An investigation's underway. This is AP News. Another high-profile political leader has COVID.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul tests positive for COVID and says she will isolate and work remotely this week. Hochul tweeted yesterday, "Thankfully, I'm vaccinated and boosted, and I'm asymptomatic." A day earlier, the 63-year-old Democratic governor had tweeted a photo from the Olana State Historic Site, which she visited to thank park volunteers. Hochul is at least the 18th governor to test positive for COVID, according to an Associated Press tally. New York City Mayor Eric Adams tested positive last month. Hochul's positive COVID status comes amid rising case numbers in New York. For weeks, much of upstate has been in the high alert orange zone. Last week, the city crossed the threshold for medium risk. Julie Walker, New York.
The weekend's top movie, Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness. The Bad Guys is number two. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.